Hey guys, so we're back. Happy new month. I mean, how can I forget? I wanted June to, you know, end so fast, and then it ended already. So happy new month and happy new week. So we're still on the Ghana experience, but then here we'll be coming to rant. I mean, the first few episodes has been subtle and all. So right now I'm coming to rant, so sit tight and let this begin. About these certain challenges I faced. Language, oh my god, the chi is like, if you don't understand chi, like, you'll be so lost in Ghana. Oh my god, I think that's like one of the mistakes I made. I would have made more Ghanaian friends than I have now. Learned the language, you know, because it's really key. Like, you go to the market, and I mean, it's like in Nigeria, like, everybody understands pidgin language, like pidgin English rather, and then here you're talking to someone, oh, I want to buy this, and they'll tell you pachamenti chi, like, sorry, menti brofo. It's like, I don't understand English, and then me, I'm there like, oh, pachamenti chi, it's like, please, I don't understand chi. So I like, it's like you are just lost. So you have to pick up like a few things here and there. Dabi, which means no. Pachotisu, please reduce the price, you know. So yeah, don't mind me. See, I'm just fronting. Like, it's not like I know the language that much, but yeah, it was a barrier. Then food, oh my god, you don't have, I mean, like, their food, if you don't get used to it, we shall. Especially if you don't know how to cook, you'll be on the losing side, though. And especially if maybe you have a sensitive tummy and all. So food was, well, at some point I started cooking. It's not like I had a choice, because then when I'm coming back, like, I come back with food stuff, you know. But then sometimes you just get tired of your food. But I was lucky because my friends knew how to cook. Shout out Helen, Stephanie, Neka, you know. Oh, everybody, at least when I'm tired of my food, I'll go, please, did you cook? What do you have? Please, I'm eating, no, that kind of thing. So yes, then things are expensive. Like, things are expensive. Yeah, so if you're coming to Ghana, sha, keep your money. Keep your money. Then exchange rate was so annoying, because like today 1,000 naira will be 12 cedis, tomorrow 1,000 naira is 10 cedis. I mean, if I'm changing, especially like, you see how I've been talking about the exchange rate, and I think in first year it was 1,000 naira was 20 cedis, second year 1,000 naira was 22 cedis, third year 1,000 naira was 8.5 cedis, fourth year, I don't remember, I think 1,000 naira became 10 cedis, then fifth year, it became 12 cedis, then sixth year, it was fluctuating between 13 and 14, and then at some point it was 15, and then it falls again. So yeah, like today, you, okay, maybe you have been sent 10,000 naira, and then you change it, and it's 120 cedis, and then tomorrow the exchange rate changes, and you change money again, it, like, it falls and all. You get that kind of thing. So yeah, so what else? Then I'm coming to rant now. Like, I am coming to rant the things I didn't find funny here, you know. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, it's an African country. I mean, I'm appreciating your educational sector. I'm appreciating the fact that you have a stable educational system. Don't make it too expensive for me, eh? I'm begging, Biko, reduce your price. If we reduce your price now, I mean, it's just backyard, like Ghana, Nigeria, Cameroon, Gambia. We are brothers and sisters. We're like, listen, no hard. Reduce your price. Am I coming to pharmacy? I'm coming to study pharmacy, and I'm paying $6,000. I mean, is it, am I in the abroad? Am I in the abroad? Biko, no. So yes, then delivery services. You have ordered food. when you are coming, bring me change now. Bring me change. Don't come and tell me, please, I used the change on my way here. I just used the change. I mean, you knew you were coming. This is business. Don't tell me, I have used. Find me change, Biko. Don't come and stress me when you come. And then Uber drivers. See, you are an Uber driver. I mean, your lingua franca. Maybe that's how they call it. It's English in Ghana. You can't be an Uber driver and then the only thing you know how to speak is in Chi. It doesn't make sense. Learn how to speak English. Learn to communicate with your passenger. It doesn't make sense. And then some of them, they'll be in town. Maybe right now. Maybe, okay, let me just use something familiar. I'm in Brunei and you are at Edum. And then you've accepted the trip. Like, I don't understand. Edum to Brunei is quite a distance. If you know you cannot make it, don't accept the trip. Because you don't know how urgent I want to go out. Like, I mean, I would have used public transports, like use the buses or something. But I'm probably in a hurry. And then I'm trying to hasten up to get to the venue or wherever I'm going to on time. And then you tell me, I'm in town, please, I'm coming. Then when you tell them to cancel the trip, they tell you, oh no, I don't know how to cancel the trip. Please cancel it from your end. I mean, if I cancel it from my end, they will charge me 5 cedis. I already ordered the trip. So it's on your part. You refusing the trip is on your part to cancel the trip at least so that I can get another driver and all. They don't give me a flimsy excuse. There was an Uber driver I ordered the other day. I waited and waited, texted the guy. The guy told me that he's eating. Chukuna, come and see. Chukuna means Lord God or my God. So, yes. I mean, you are eating. How is that my problem? Biko, please, me pacho, I don't even know what else it is. I don't know what please is in French. I would have said it. I mean, you are eating. How is that my problem? I told the guy, Biko, Jelly, just cancel this trip. He said, oh no, I don't, of course, they always don't know how to cancel the trip. So I was there ranting in the room. So my friend took the phone from me and texted the guy and said, please, Oga, if you will not cancel this trip, I'm going to report you. Immediately, my friend said that the man canceled the trip. Like, can you just imagine? So yes, then when you go to the market, you are buying something. I mean, this is markets now markets with it. I want to bargain. When you just maybe they tell you that this is 50 cedis, and then you'll be like, oh, can I pay 40 cedis or 30 cedis? They'll tell you, oh, you are Nigerian. I mean, why do they have this thing that is Nigerians that price items in the market? I don't get it. Oh, sorry, I forgot something concerning Uber drivers too. You enter the Uber, there is no AC. Oga, please put on the AC. They'll tell you that there's no gas. How does that even make sense? Don't you get paid? I mean, for every trip, you get paid for it. I mean, it's actually my right. Like, I would have used bus. I would have trekked. But I chose to give myself a treat and order an Uber. And you're telling me that there's no gas. Please, you people, work on this quickly so that next time, maybe when I come back to Ghana after going to Nigeria in like 5 years, I will not be seeing all these things. So yeah, advantages that, you know, I feel like being in Ghana, the people are so hospitable, like they are so nice. Oh my God. Oh, I didn't gist you people this thing. So after my mom came, made all the payments for Prescience, made sure like I had settled in, and my mom went to the market together. So we got to Edum market, finished buying everything. We didn't know which way to take, like we didn't know how to get back to Tech. Oh my God, we finally asked around, and then we got a taxi, and then the man took us to Tech. And we got to Tech now, bought food because we are hungry. We're not cooking now. We don't know anywhere. So at Tech, like, there are numerous food vendors and all. After we bought food and finished eating, we sat there. Ah, we're just Okay, now let's start going back to our K5 guest house. It's time. Ha. We now asked. Ha, how far now, please? How can I get to K5 guest house? Nobody knew the place. Oh, Jesus Christ. We said, what's going on now? A man that was just sitting down there that just came to buy food. The man. Oh, God, that man was so nice. Mr. Emma, I don't know if at all you get to hear this. You are such a very nice person. Thank you so much for that night, for saving I and my mom, because I don't know how I would have made it home that day. This man was like, oh, that he knows K5 guest house, that it's on his way home. Me and my mom, we looked at ourselves. We were like, hey, this one is offering. I mean, if it's in Nigeria, you would have started holding your chest. You'd be like, is this one about to kidnap? I was like, oh, don't worry, I don't have a gun. I'm a very nice person. I work with ECG. The man started telling us his life history. I was like, oh, okay, that he can drop us off. I know. So yeah, that was it. And of course, another advantage is that there's freedom, of course, you know. In an average Nigerian home, I mean, you don't always have the opportunity to be roaming about at 12 midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. But yes, here you have all the freedom you want. Shall use it wisely. No go Jones. No go do the one way past you. You get. Then, I feel like here, data is cheap because in a month, I subscribe once. Yes, and then like I'm like, oh, wow, this works for me. What if it's in Nigeria? Subscribe. So till my money go finish, I'll start looking at my phone like, why did I buy you in the first place if I cannot even buy data? You get. Then the hostel management, like I feel like they are so good. Maintenance, they are good at maintenance, and this is specific to Brunei. Brunei was, oh God. You are telling them that your bed is, I don't know, maybe a switch is fault, or your sink is blocked, or your bed has broken. And then the next day, the plumber is in, the electrician is in, carpenter is in. Like, I mean, accolades. It's a good thing. Until we move to Gaza. Gaza, it's not like they'll not do it, but then they'll take years, they'll take ages. They'll shall do it, shall, but... Well, learn from Brunei. Then, another thing, why I like Ghana, my goodness, the lights. Oh, excess lights, like lights go this way. You go, they wonder, like, what will I use light and do? I mean, instead of having Doomsaw at some point, Doomsaw is light off. Instead of having Doomsaw at some point, but then, like, it was something you could work with and all. Then one thing I appreciate the Ghana people for, their culture. Like, they don't even joke with their culture. Their names. Oh my God. Except you're probably from Volta region, then that's when you could have an English name. Yes. Because like I remember when I came and then I told people my name is Blessing. And then they'll be like, oh, are you from Volta region? Damn it, I'm not even a Ghanaian in the first place. I'll be like, oh no, I'm Nigerian. I'll be like, oh, okay. So yeah, if you're Sunday born, it's either you're Akoswa or Kwesi. If you're Monday born, Ajua and Kojo. Tuesday born, Abena and Kwabena. Wednesday is Ikea and Kweku. I don't know if that's Ikea or Ikwa. I think it's Ikea. Okay, yes. Then Thursday, you have Ya and Yao. Fridays, Ifia and Kofi, and Saturday born, which I am. So, it's Ama and Kwame. So, you can also call me Ama. So, yes. Then, Ghana is safe at night. Because I remember sometimes, like, our flights get delayed when we're coming from Lagos to Accra. And we go to VIP Park. Like, this place is... like it is booming everywhere, is safe, everybody's minding their business. I mean, if it was in Nigeria, probably Lagos, you'd have been holding your bag closely to your chest, or you probably sleep at the airport and then leave in the morning. But like, it's really safe here. I mean it's not like they don't rob people, but I mean, it's really on very rare cases, or very rare occasions. Yes. So their educational sector, I appreciate them because it's pretty stable. Lecturers don't harass students. at least that I know. Then strike, when they have strike, I mean so far I've been here, at least for the 6 years I've been here, there was strike in my before I entered second year and sixth year. It was resolved. Like, I mean, it's not like Nigerian zone that will take 6 months. Like, I don't understand. Is it like they want everything to evaporate from your brain? I don't get it. But here, like, within a month, okay, let me just say maximum 6 weeks, everything like is just back to normal, and yeah, that's it. Then the fact that you don't have to carry over, like if you fail a course, you don't have to carry it over to you don't have to carry it over to the following year. Like, you resit, you have time during your holiday to come back, rewrite your paper. If you rewrite it and then you fail it again, Oyo is your case. Then, like, it's really nice. I wish, like, Nigeria can just steal this part of Ghana, like, just attach their, you know, learn from them, because it's very essential. Then biometric, it's not the one that you go in a Nigerian university, they'll tell you there's no light, please wait, please come back later, please, the line is long, stand in the queue, you'll be there from morning till night, you're doing biometric. Why? How far now? At least, even if there's no light, have a standby generator. But here, like, maybe you come and yeah, everything is just set, you do your thing, you go away. Then clearance, oh my god, I finished my clearance in one day. Like, when I was telling my brother this, he was like, what? Like, that was so fast. Like, his clearance took him 2 weeks. I'm like, wow. That was so fast. I'm not sure I did everything. I was like, oh yes, I did everything. And it was like, oh, it's really amazing. It's really so cool. Then let's say you there's this thing that you do, maybe you pay an excess amount in your school fees or something, maybe your parents decide to add on your pocket money to your school fees, and then you go for your refund, you get it. Like, I mean, it will take a while, but at least you get your money. Because it feels like in Nigerian university, if you just enter for a smell, like, I don't know. Then another thing, like this key thing, convocation is done. Like, immediately you are done, you're having your convocation. It's not like in Nigeria, Buranke Nigeria, Ijeha. When you go to Nigeria, man, convocation is done every 4 years. One, except it's probably a private university or something. Like, even for those that have like carryovers, or maybe something came up and they had to defer, and then they are back and they've joined the system, you have to write a paper or something, there's a convocation for you. And it is so cool. Like, it is really cool. It's so nice. Then I'm so sad, this podcast is getting too long, but yes, these are things I would miss about Ghana. Oh god, the people I have made as friends, like the friends I have made over the years, I'm going to miss you all. I mean I don't really have to shout your names, you know this, like you know this. Then the lights, oh god, now I have to adjust my brain, like to get used to the fact that I'm going back to Nigeria where there's no light as often as I would have in Ghana. Then I'm going to miss Shito. Like, Shito makes jollof rice, mad. I need to learn how to make that. Like, I really need to learn how to. I don't know why it has taken me so long. Then Ghana jollof, of course. Come what may, I will miss you. I mean, it's not like you are better than Nigerian jollof, but yeah, I'll miss you, you know. Then fufu and light soup, god, fufu and light soup has really, it has saved lives. Like, it has been saving lives since I discovered it. It has been so good. Then pocket money, oh my god, I know that going back to Nigeria, pocket money has ended. Even if like you get money, it's probably 10k, 20k. It's not like here, immediately you just call, oh daddy, my money has finished though. They send you money, sharp, they send you money. Ah, be like, oh don't worry, I'll send you money before the end of the week, before the end of the day, before the end of, you know, at least you know, like you are looking forward to something at the end. But now, I mean, no more pocket money. But yeah, it's part of life. This one has ended, I need to start a new phase, you know. See, guys, I can go on and on and on, but yeah, that's it for this week, Jerry. Shout out to Oluchi, Modupe, Caro, Z, Chima, Alfred, and even the unknown emails I have received. Thank you so much. So, two questions, quote of the week, and then that's it. If your life was a hashtag, what would it be? Okay, hashtag energy god. Oh no, I'm female. Hashtag energy goddess. What wouldn't you do for love? One, I will not die for love. Life is too short, Biko. So, quote of the week, be real, be you, the world will adjust. Have an amazing week, guys. Love y'all.